And of course, since we were wanderers, since we had no home, had no income, had no means of support, we were dependent upon others. In the course of our going forth, of course, we did take the official going forth, so to speak, the papaja, ordination, in Kusinara, becoming samanera. So after that, we had our begging bowls with Rakshita and I, and we went for alms in the traditional way, standing outside people's doors, just waiting for them to come and give us a handful of rice and a spoonful of curry. But before that, when we were, so to speak, unofficial wanderers, and our going forth was, so to speak, still unofficial, we didn't have any begging bowls, but it was surprising. We never had any difficulty in getting food. We didn't have to make any effort. No sooner did we appear somewhere, in some village or in some town, someone would come up to us and ask us if we needed anything, if we needed any food, and very often they'd invite us to their house to give us food. So even though we didn't have begging bowls, and even though we didn't ask for food, we always got it. I don't think we went hungry for a single day, or missed even a single meal. And that says a great deal for the generosity of the Indian people, even the poorest people. And of course, very often they didn't know that we were Buddhists, or that I was a Buddhist at least. To them, we were just wandering holy men, and we needed to be supported, we needed to be fed. So therefore we went long before we became Shramaneras, we found no difficulty in getting support, in being fed. We found people very sympathetic, and that didn't exclude even those who weren't Hindus or weren't Buddhists. Of course, there weren't really any Buddhists around then. But occasionally we'd be helped by a Christian or even by a Muslim. And that was a quite valuable experience. So we were dependent for our livelihood on other people, on other people's generosity. I suppose one could say that was a training in humility. But I've never really felt that humility was a Buddhist virtue. But gratitude is a Buddhist virtue. And one might even say that humility is a part of gratitude. Because when you are grateful, the Pali word being katanyuta, you recognize, you acknowledge that something has been done for you, something has been given you. So you are in the position of a recipient. So there's humility in that, an attitude of humility. But I felt very, very grateful to all those people, both rich and poor, but mostly poor, who in the course of our going forth were so generous and who supported us with food. Of course, we had to be satisfied with whatever we got. And we couldn't pick and choose. And of course, it was part of our going forth that we shouldn't pick or choose, that we should simply accept whatever we were given. Nowadays, of course, I can say, well, I don't like this, I'd rather have that. But that wasn't the case then. Whatever we were offered, we gratefully accepted. And of course, sometimes when we had begging bowls, well, all sorts of things were put into our begging bowl. I mean, in the shape of food. Of course, there would be rice, there would be dal, there would be curries, and sometimes someone would want to give us milk. So they pour the milk into the bowl, so the rice and the curds, the rice and the curry will be swimming around in milk. And I remember reading somewhere in the Pali scriptures about the Buddha's own first experience of going for alms. I mean, he'd been brought up rather comfortably. Later accounts made him a prince, of course. So he'd had rather pampered bringing up. So in one place in the Pali scriptures, he says that the first time he begged his food and he saw, this mixture of stuff in his bowl, his stomach turned. But I must say, I didn't have that experience. My stomach didn't turn. Maybe because I've been in the army. And I've eaten all sorts of things. Huh? Well, put up with army cooking. Buddha Dasa at least may know something about that, even if nobody else does. But no, my stomach didn't turn, it didn't revolt. Huh? And of course it wasn't particularly good for one's digestion, huh? Because you got a different kind of food almost every day. Basically, of course, it was rice, dal and curry, but often there were different spices and, you know, different ways of preparing things. Occasionally you might get a papadam. Huh? And of course, if you were invited to somebody's house, huh, as we often were on our travels in South India, if we were invited to somebody's house and if his wife cooked or had cooked the meal, then it was a rather different story. Sometimes the food was really very good. Huh? But on other occasions, no, we just had to be satisfied with whatever we were given. Huh? And of course, that was a very great lesson. And I think that has influenced me. I don't think I'm a very sort of choosy person with regard to food. There are certain things I like a bit or don't like a bit, but I don't have very strong feelings about it, in the sense that there are things I must have or the things that I really must avoid because I don't like. And of course in modern life, you all know what the situation is, there's too much scope for choice. Huh? Just go into any supermarket and have a look around and, well, you'll be horrified, obviously, by the extent of the choice which is open to you. Hmm? So I had that training, as it were, in having to be content and happily content with whatever one received in the way of food.